So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom's Money Melody coming up. Always interesting with Henry at about 2:13. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. The main thing on the docket today, and I just gave you a little slice of that, the crime issue, we know it comes back to things like this. And if it comes back to that during the midterms, you're going to see a lot of Republicans elected. Democrats do not have an answer on this. They're on the other side of it. They're not going to make the critical decision. In this situation, you have to decide, are you going to keep guys like this away from the rest of us? If you answer no, what about his rights? You're out. He's got to be stopped. He cannot be among us, potentially killing us. Just like illegal aliens can't be here driving drunk, attacking kids, and doing a bunch of other things. If we don't have that person here, they're here illegally, it wouldn't happen. It's simple logic. Americans have had it with this. And even though in some instance, maybe they don't fully sign off on the National Guard, I think more sign off than the media would have you believe. In the end, they're glad that Trump is pushing back on this, not just talking about it. You know, maybe not on every front and every day, but on enough where people are saying, look at the contrast between what he does and what the average Republican would do versus what Democrats are not doing. All right, one other area. I mentioned early on, and we got sidetracked with a couple guests, Philadelphia Public Schools, the Inquirer's got a piece, released their new standards for their magnet schools. Now, this means the very best. This doesn't mean the average run-of-the-mill neighborhood school, et cetera. It means a place where it should be based on merit for once, the best and the brightest. They did this in 2021. There's a federal lawsuit against it. The parents are holding a hearing Tuesday morning today. The parents claim the district is using blatantly unconstitutional race-based criteria for admissions. The court will next decide when the case will proceed to trial. let's get outside the white-black thing here for a moment, okay, which is part of this. The school district, in the name of equity, said that many district magnet schools' racial demographics did not match the city's, with an overrepresentation of white students, underrepresentation of black and Latino students. And I left one group out, Asian students. They hate the fact that the superior students, by and large, by a demographic group, here we go again, all the way from the Philadelphia schools through colleges, are Asian students. And they're constantly trying to come up with this notion that somehow or another they have an, they're the inconvenient minority. Remember that phrase we've talked about with Asian students? Because they are a minority group. You have to ask the question, what's their family structure? What's their background? Why can they succeed? Let's take the white, black stuff out of here so we don't get into that. And again, those on the left have no answer to this. That's why they're an inconvenient minority. They're the minority group that succeeds, usually second to none, at least academically, schools and things of that nature. So they try to come up with all kinds of ways to talk about social skills or something, just to try to knock them out. And again, remember, we're not talking about going to an average school. Now, I'm not a believer that there are too many schools in the Philadelphia public schools, like, for example, Central Girls High. I don't think their reputation is earned at all anymore. They're decent, maybe. They're not world class, they're talking about in this article. Masterman has had all kinds of problems because they were forced to let in people that were unqualified to meet racial quotas. Special ed students, I mean, ridiculous. It's one thing to accommodate people. It's another. The Philadelphia public schools then are not able to have a best and brightest and come up with a metric or criteria to do that. And Asian students, there are enough of them, is one of the biggest reasons why. They are the inconvenient minority. They are the people that they just, the other side, well, they're not a minority. You know what the phrase is. They're white adjacent. All-time phrase. How many times have we been through this? We can push back on whites. Well, they have an advantage. Privilege, white privilege. What about Asians? Well, they're white adjacent. Based on what? They're a minority group. Often coming here under difficult circumstances, or if they were born here, maybe not easy circumstances. Why do they succeed? Because they know what the formula is to succeed, and they live it. On and on it goes. And the problem is some of the Asian leadership, some of the Asian groups, they want to move ahead, so they go along with this stuff. So watch for this lawsuit. It's big. It's about exactly what I said. It's racism. You cannot say, here are the magnet schools, and then the magnet can't pull in people that are Asian. It doesn't work with the magnet. We don't have enough representation. Well, maybe you have to do better with the black and Latino students. Isn't that simple? Again, let's use the sports analogy. Should we have in the NBA, Henry, you might know this, to top of mind, is there any guard in the NBA right now, this year or last year? Let's make it last year. Because the one guy retired. That's Asian. Guard.
Yes.
Okay.
I forget his name. He's only 5'5", though.
And he's in the NBA.
Wow. Yeah, he's a very good point guard.
Okay, I got to look that guy up.
I got to find him right now.
We had the Linsanity guy who went off for a brief period of time, going over 30 points a few times, 20 points for the Knicks.
Yuri Kawamura is his
name. Okay, wow. What country is he from?
He is from Japan.
Wow, that is a rarity that this guy's there.
Yeah, he played for the Grizzlies last year. He's on the Bulls now.
Okay. All right. So we have one guy.
One guy, as far as I know. Maybe Yuta Watanabe's around, but he's like
6'9". I'll give
you
another example. All right? And I was listening to the Nick Sirianni press conference yesterday. Okay. I'm not an expert on this, about does a guy have tight hips or not. I'm not looking at it, but that apparently is what a running cornerback does. You have a problem. It's glaring. They're talking about it nationally. The Eagles have a great shot. But at the one cornerback position, it is a disaster. And like sharks, they are going to continue to do that. So I heard Nick Sirianni ask the question, well, what about Cooper DeJean? Don't you think you could try him there until you get an established long-term type of thing? He immediately went off into a world of just, he didn't say no, but he just completely didn't talk about
it.
Because he would be the only starting white guy in the last, what, 20 years to play cornerback. So is it scientific? There is no white football player, last 20 years, I'm going to say, Seahorn played for the Giants in New York, the last one I remember.
Yeah.
That is white that can play cornerback. I get it. There are unique requirements there. But Cooper DeJean, in a pinch, I think would be able to play it better than this guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, right.
But the, that's the thing, where you gotta try, because you think,
right.
I mean, what's best for the team is if he plays, you know, the nickel, or the slot, I should say.
Well, that's his natural position.
That's
maybe,
his natural position, but I agree with you that he is probably better than who we have on the outside right
now. Okay, yeah, well, I determine your sports expertise by that, and I think you're right. But they won't do it, no matter what. And the NFL is all about winning. But certain perceptions. Now, it used to be African-Americans suffered. Back in the day, you wouldn't see an African-American quarterback. Now, I think there's pretty good parity. I don't know if it's 50-50 or not, but it's got to be approaching.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Except backup quarterbacks, I think the propensity are white guys. It seems to be that's what happened.
It was actually, this is the first time in NFL history that 16 of the 32 quarterbacks were black. So it's quite literally half,
Half starters.
Starters.
How about backups?
Backups, I'd imagine, it's a lot of white dudes.
Well, white guys. Okay. All right. So, again, right there for the Eagles, they're in a bad position here with this. My God, you can only cover up so much. If Dallas can exploit it, it gives you an idea going forward. That's what Kansas City's looking to do. I would try Cooper DeJean there. You know, the other position not as critical as cornerback here, seems to me, for now.
I'm willing to wait. They added a pass rusher this week. I think.
And
plus Jalen Carter.
Yes.
Well, that's what covers up bad cornerbacks, right? It's good pass rush. So let's see if they can get to Mahomes.
All right. But we're not going to put Cooper DeJean out there. And there was no follow-up. You know, they didn't say, well, why not? You didn't answer that question. I know. It's the elephant in the room. All right. So Philadelphia Public Schools, once again, Asian students, we got too many of you. You're too good. So we have to, for magnet schools, come up with these phony formulas. They're going to lose in this lawsuit ultimately, and they should. Then they ought to be dinged big time. It is racism. That's exactly what's going on here, against Asian students mainly. Okay, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question today. It's trade places with your boss day. Who's the all-time worst boss? Couldn't work for them. Real or fictional? Marcus Aurelius had a good one. I have to look it on Twitter here. I'll get
another good one on the line, too.
Oh, right now? Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should have taken this off. I was thinking about doing this. Jane, first female boss, Jane in Northeast. Hey, Jane, afternoon. Who's your person?
Hi, Dom. My person is Miranda Priestley from The Devil Wears Prada.
All right, tell us why.
Okay, well, I'd like to say she is something else, but she was definitely a witch to her employees. It was always about her, no care or concern for her employees. And the sequel is coming out soon, and I believe the tables will be turned.
Oh, well, who's in the sequel, do you know?
Same exact actors.
Ah, okay.
It's true. I can't wait for that. I forgot about it,
Who is it again? I'm missing.
So Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt.
Anne Hathaway, the captain of the overrated team?
Absolutely not.
She is.
No, Anne Hathaway is the best.
Oh, God. I see. It was another tell.
Oh, my gosh. What is
you're bearing the lead here. Henry just said he can't wait for Devil Wears.
The Devil Wears Prada is a very good movie.
I think it's pretty well done, I think the thing was the demands are just, well, you know what? That brings up bad bosses. Amy Klobuchar, I should have said it before. When I have to get down there when you're talking and shave your legs.
Ugh.
Or when you're eating a salad with a comb you asked me to provide on the plane. Klobuchar, if you remember that, when she ran for president, that's pretty bad. If you're shaving the legs,
it's
that's going to be hard to beat. That's real life.
We know that. She's never said, well, that's not true. It's all right. So 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wire. That's a good one, though. That definitely is what we're looking for. All right. It is time, though, for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, so where we turn it over to Henry. Some days are very brief and relatively easy. Others are an excursion that would be rivaled by Joe of Exton, I think. What do you have today?
Yeah, so I'm thinking this will lean more towards excursion, so bear with me.
All right.
Today for the side question, we are asking for that person you just wouldn't want to be your boss.
Right.
And Dom, I could safely say someone you wouldn't want to be your boss is the boss. Bruce Springsteen. Am I right?
I'm not as antagonistic as Dan.
No, not as Dan. Dan for sure wouldn't.
But I am antagonistic. Yeah. Yeah, but he's fraudulent.
You're probably going to file the paperwork.
Yeah, probably wouldn't want him running things around here. I could say that much. Yeah. So I am going to play a Bruce Springsteen song, Streets of Philadelphia. I feel like it was topical for this. However, as you probably guessed by now, it's not going to be sung by Bruce himself.
Oh,
no, we are having a cover band here today. And I got to say, this is a band that really rocked the 2000s, but I kind of completely forgot about them. But they have some great hits. The only clue I'm really going to give about them today is that you may have heard their music on a lot of medical dramas in the 2000s.
Okay.
What do I mean by that? What do they do in hospitals typically in these drama shows? They save people, right?
Right.
They show you how to save lives. Think about what I just said, people. How to save lives.
Anybody that gets
maybe
a band,
maybe a band that tells you how to save lives here. So I'm going to play you this band. God. I want to know the name of the band covering Bruce here.
I know where you went wrong.
This is a long journey here to get to this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me give you the phone numbers. I think somebody out there knows it, but I'm surprised.
Popular 2000s band. Okay. Yeah. All right. Think about the words I've said.
Might have lost a friend.
Might have lost a friend somewhere.
Okay. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, we got a cover of a Springsteen song here today. We're talking Bad Bosses. It kind of plays into that, the boss. Let's hear it and identify Henry the band, right?
Yes.
That would wasting away.
Seriously, how can one be more whiny than Bruce Springsteen?
All right.
Didn't know it was possible.
They're fully encapsulating
it. All right. Let's see if Karen... I'm going to be surprised if we don't have to go through three or four people. Karen, who is it that's covering it?
The Prey.
Wow.
How do people know this? How do you know that, Karen? Just a big fan of the group?
Did I go wrong?
No, because my kids loved Grey's Anatomy back in the day, and they used a lot of their songs.
Okay. Nicely played. Enjoy the belt. And today you win a pair of tickets to see Sal the Voice... Valentinetti perform at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on Bucks County Community College this Saturday, September 13th. We love the Zlock. Rich has a big event coming up there yesterday announced, Politics and Pints. So it's fabulous hospitality, a good spot for us out in Bucks County. Okay. Henry, you're surprised. I am too, right?
Yeah, first guess. Grey's Anatomy, I guess. I gave too much away, but yeah, what you're hearing right now
Grey's
is...
The Grey's Anatomy, she just...
Well, yeah, when you said, you have to save a life, I mean, it's the name of the song, How to Save a Life. They're one single.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I counted at least three good songs of there, so...
What did you go wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I lost a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. I just saw that J.D. Vance's mom, I'm not sure if it's a book, I think so. It could be that, is going to tell her story now. That's going to be interesting. You may remember that you had something? No? The contention. Go ahead.
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, okay. The contention during the campaign, the Bashir guy and others, going after Hillbilly Elegy. You know, J.D. Vance, we'll see if he musters and is the 2028 candidate. He's the leading figure now. But trying to take away that story, what he had to overcome in order to rise to the level that he did, is just beyond belief. But that's what they have to do. That story has power to a lot of people. He overcame a very, very difficult childhood. So the mom now, I think, I don't know the number of years sober, 10 years, something like that, is out there, and apparently it's a book, or on tour, telling her story coming through this. I know who Marcus Aurelius told me, bad boss, Ellen DeGeneres. I have to say, I was never antagonistic to Ellen DeGeneres, and I was, you know, nothing should really surprise you, but I was surprised at how bad it was, so much so that it ousted her. That's pretty bad. That takes a lot. She was a principal daytime figure.
Daytime talk host at the time.
Yeah. Seemingly sunshine and sweetness and all that. At least that's what the show was. And here it was beyond belief what was going on.
Yeah. And plus she reins in people that have their 15 minutes of fame. Because everyone has 15 minutes of fame now. They go out and they make a coin. Like Hawk Tua Girl. Like Hawk Tua Girl wouldn't have been able to have that major rug pull if she were to go on Ellen, you know, and just completely crush any momentum she had going forward, because that seems to what happened when people would go on Ellen. Like Alex from Target, what happened to that guy? He'd faded straight to irrelevancy as soon as he went on Ellen. So, we need Ellen for that.
Hawk Tua Girl got to throw out the first pitch with the Mets. Maybe not a great decision.
So never disappointed we didn't get to see Hawk Tua Girl on with Ellen, Henry.
But it would have ended her. That would have been the end of Hawk Tua Girl, and all those people wouldn't have lost money.
You guys know why Ellen truly left the country, right?
To Trump.
No, Epstein.
Epstein.
Some conspiracies of her being involved with that situation.
Well, the job, though, the boss, it was surprising to me that it was that bad. All right, that's what we're looking for. Easy one today. Don't worry to the logjam at the end. Hit us with that all-time bad boss. By the way, last night, three Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices dismissed suggestions that the decisions were political when they made their case for retention in Philadelphia. Kevin Dougherty, David Weick, and Christine Donahue. Three of the worst, the rogue judges. They were at Central High School last night, and the event was put on by two lefty groups, moderated by somebody from HYY. They covered the operations of the court and the challenge of remaining impartial. Well, they're not impartial. They are as blatant. What they did during the 2020 election and what they're afraid of and why they're raising money and what Democrats are afraid of is Scott Presler has put this on the map. I'm seeing today that Republicans have now going to up the ante, alerting to people to this. All it comes down to is this. If we turn out enough people versus what they're going to do on the other side with unions and abortion and God knows what, we will ouster in one fell swoop three of the people most responsible for the shenanigans that went on here in Pennsylvania in the 2020 election, and we will have a Supreme Court more reflective of any kind of impartiality. So Presler is constantly on this. This is a big election thing, and all it is turning people up. It's not rocket science. Do you think these three people should be retained? If they are, they're retained for 10 more years. They are going to be emboldened to continue to do this. They're still, and if Linda Kearns might be listening, they're still doing stuff with, you don't have to put the date on, various courts here, still fighting that battle. These are the three, though. Weiss, particularly, if I remember it correctly, when he ran for office, and you're not supposed to do this, he said, we are going to change the school funding thing. We don't like that. The poor schools are not getting enough. You people in the suburbs have to pay more. Remember what they did? That's what they did. Remember what they did? Gerrymandered. They didn't like the district out there in Delaware County because it was Republican gerrymandered. So they unraveled it to give Democrats an advantage. They are beyond political. They might be the most political court, arguably, in the country. So holding this event tells me they're worried. They're worried that Scott Presler at the grassroots is calling this to the attention of people. You know, it's not the sexiest race. It's not president. And when Presler was on with me, not yesterday, but the previous Monday, I think, we made mention of what we have to fight in Jersey, et cetera. You still have people out there. How do you get through to these people? Just because President Trump is not on the ballot, there are countless reasons why you have to show up and vote, either mail-in, early voting, or on the day. They just have in their head, they're not going to do it. I mean, it is maddening. The best argument to make probably, if anything, if we lose the midterms, that's it for the Trump presidency. Democrats will block everything around the clock. And it's going to be close. It's going to come down to a few seats. That's why Stacey Garrity being against Josh Shapiro gives us a shot to at least be relatively close or win versus Doug Mastriano. And that could be critical in all these House races. Every one of them is important. Every race where you can vote is important. How many times do we have to say this? Breaking through to some of these Trump voters, though, is maddening. I get it. The excitement, the rallies, Trump's on the ballot, Trump, Trump, Trump. Not going to matter. You lose the midterms, it is over big time. You cannot executive order and do all this stuff. It's not just they'll impeach and hearings. They will go wild. This will be their comeback. That's why it's so important to elect Jack Ciattarelli, too. The narrative there will be that we're winning. They're not winning. If you missed it, Matt Rooney put it up today, too. I've said it before, but a big thing to remind people of is plastic bags. Let's hope Jack talks about that more. Rescind the ban on plastic bags. There are people in Jersey. Yeah, I'll vote for that. Single issue stuff. That's what we have to be looking for. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Be it school board races, be it Supreme Court, it all falls together. You can have the presidency, But they are great. Look at what this, we had the presidency at that point. Look at what this Supreme Court did. Now, Republicans should have challenged them more and refused to follow because it was unconstitutional. They didn't have the nerve to do it. And they were able to say, you're going to turn in ballots 3 days after the election, among other things. Using COVID, just blatantly saying, we're Democrats, and that's it. Okay. Living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. That's obvious, right? For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been your ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use that code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use that code TOGETHER at res-q.com. Do it today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Henry, I'm watching the Food Babe. Again, no response to you. Got a reminder of all the great stuff you did with the, in Washington on talking about the Kennedy Initiative on chronic disease and overall existing data, food, etc. Root causes of autism and mental health diseases. Okay. All right. The food lane here is big. She was great, dazzling in person. Hope to get her on again soon to see her perspective on this. And she is someone who has a vast following that I didn't feel was off the rails like some of the MAHA mamas that are out there that want to bother farmers. Let the farmers alone. Okay, this just came down. It's always a special day, and Thursday will be too. 24th anniversary of 9/11. That means next year it's a quarter of a century. And I can remember pretty much those hours. Earlier, I was on 9 to noon then. On Talk Radio 1210, and what that was like being there. I mean, I got in, I was put on the air somewhat around the time of the Pentagon happened on the watch. I think this, no, I don't know if I was there as the second tower went down. But the conspiracies, the things that were going on, and we have a lot of sound still from that. 25 years, it's hard to believe. Now, 24, but next year, 25. Well, the FBI, newly FBI, CIA classified, declassified reports, I guess by the Trump administration, reveal that two Saudi government employees may have served as an advance team for the 9/11 hijackers. In other words, these reports take a look at the idea that they were scoping out various targets during that period of time. Saudi government employees, I'm looking at the footage of this, film Washington, D.C. landmarks, some later identified as 9/11 targets. So again, we haven't gotten to the bottom of that. And the Trump administration is being critical of Israel for hitting the Hamas people in Qatar. Look, I realize in the Middle East, it's a sensitive area, not a lot of people that are lacking in baggage. But the Qatar outfits, the stuff they're engaged in, the world goes there because of money, big oil money. They give them, what was it? Did they have the World Cup the last time? They had something big. Was it it wouldn't be the Winter Olympics. It was probably
the World Cup was in Qatar.
Yeah, in Qatar.
The last one,
yeah.
Doha.
Yeah, yeah. And again, they are people who don't take kindly, meaning they might murder you if you're gay. Just as an example, I don't see how you can put up with and look the other way. And I'm glad Israel took out these Hamas creeps hiding in Qatar. Like, this is a safe zone. These are the people that celebrated October 7th. They would be celebrating 9/11, too. All right, so all those memories come flooding back to a lot of this. Look here at if this came down through the Trump administration releasing this material. I'm not sure who released it or got it out there at this point. But the Saudis, we know their complicity in a lot of this stuff. And I understand you can't have enemies, and just Israel as the ally. But boy, they make it difficult. And what was the number again of Saudi citizens that were the hijackers on 9/11? All right, let me go to Scott in Mount Laurel. And Scott, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, how have you been?
I've been good. Just running around out of town, all kinds of stuff, but everything's good. I think the Eagles are smart at this point to leave Cooper DeJean where he is. He's so good in that position. You don't want to weaken two positions by moving him. If it gets critical in the year and they can find somebody to fill his spot adequately, okay, and they have no one at corner. And also, I think they'll trade for a corner. Once some of these teams midseason are out of it, somebody will trade as a good corner for something for the future for a draft pick.
Well, but isn't the point, though, don't they believe a lot of them deep down probably can't play corner?
I think they're, I think they're seeing the obvious. You know, maybe they're going to help him and do some double teaming over there. Maybe they're going to,
I meant that a white guy cannot play corner in the NFL.
Oh, I do not think that factors into the decision.
Well, there's none. Who started in the NFL? Who was the last one? Seahorn?
Troy Apke, I think, got a game in there, too.
Okay. All right. Maybe they can't.
I mean,
In general,
that's probably going to stay the way it is, but I don't think I don't think the Eagle decision making is factoring that in.
I think it's an unconscious bias, the same way they used to do it.
We're becoming them now. Oh my God.
No, it's just telling me. So you think out of all of America over 20 years, you can't find anybody white that can play cornerback?
Well, I don't think they're specifically looking for someone. The unconscious bias, I don't know. I mean, if somebody could cover somebody and they could win games, they'd want to win games. I think it's kind of the same thing we say in the other direction.
Well, you know,
when they think that everything that happens is, you know, that people are specifically, you know, picking white people to be their head coaches because they know they're probably going
to
lose.
Well, no, wait a minute, Scott. It was done to black people. It was done to quarterback. We all know it. They wouldn't look at people in the same way. Right.
That was conscious, though, I guess. Whereas you're saying the unconscious. I mean, I who knows? I guess I don't know what's in people's minds. I certainly hope not, but I hope people would want to win. I mean, like we always say, sports is the last bastion where, hey, we're just about winning, right?
Okay.
We don't care about color.
Okay. Well, I just find the odds to be unbelievable. I've always thought that on a lot of these things. But
it was that way with running backs for years, and then they started getting some over the years, you know, in wide receivers. So, you know, we'll see. I think, you know, we'll see what happens. I think sometimes the training methods are getting better, and people are, you know, trying to play different positions. And, you know, I don't know the answer, though. Well, I guess time will tell if we ever have any again.
All right, who's your side today? Who's the bad boss?
The bad boss is Joe Banner, who used to run the Eagle.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
He was like a mini Montgomery Burns, like this little miser. I don't know if you ever saw, there was like a little cartoon video years ago with Andy Reid and McNabb, and they have Westbrook like negotiating his contract, and they're like, running game? What do you mean running? He's like, don't speak of this running game again, and you can have two authorized trips to the soda machine a week. That's it.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. I just saw this that Attorney General Pam Bondi has jumped into the ring. This is similar to Bill McSwain with Krasner when he prosecuted successfully. As I remember it, you had a guy with an AK-47 walking down the street, I want to say Southwest Philadelphia, couldn't get in to where the business was to rob them or shoot at them. So he shot the owner who was doing something outside. And Krasner, miniature amount of time he got with this guy. Bill McSwain, who was a U.S. attorney, federal, jumped in and got a lot more that was deserved. So Pam Bondi, the stabbing suspect, let's call him that. He did it. We saw it. Has been federally charged. In other words, and this is exactly appropriate, they don't trust the system there, which is a Democrat county forever. Look at the mayor. Look at her nonsense. Look at their system of how many times this guy was out. He has just been federally charged. Now that will bump this up. It'll put a lot more scrutiny on it. And again, it certainly should be a potential death penalty case. I'm not sure who the U.S. attorney, how it works, but just breaking, the Charlotte train stabbing suspect is federally charged. Can't trust the local authorities on this. God knows what they would come up with. What I told you, some of the, and I remember that with McSwain here. You remember it too, two or three times. He stepped in. Well, we have a SEPTA prosecutor, though, who still hasn't stepped in on Krasner. Hey, buddy, whoever the guy is over there at SEPTA, it's a prosecutor. We have an election going on here with Dugan Krasner. How about stepping in on the nonsense that Krasner is involved in? Just once, just one. All right, this is the big story. This is the story that has legs. And this is an example. The FBI's involved, et cetera. And immediately people on the left are saying, well, killings happen every day. Why are you making a big deal out? Try saying that to people and see what the response is. Oh, yeah, you're right about that. No, they're looking at the humanity of this. She just bled to death sitting in the seat. Everybody else was paralyzed. They didn't know what to do with this guy. Just getting on mass transit, as Democrats tell us to do. So let's see what the response is to the federal charge. I told you what some of them will say, which is dumb. America is 80-20 at least on this. 855.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. It is National Trade Places with Your Boss Day. So we kind of spun it a little bit on the side question, just saying, give us that all-time worst boss. Real or fictional, of course. Again, this crime story today, the ball has really moved here with Pam Bondi now jumping in, charging this federally. And I'm convinced Republican strategy for the midterms is going to be moving individual crime bills like cashless bail, things of this nature, whatever they have the power over. And Democrats will still decide to resist. Let them on any number of things that you can point to. America, do you want to be safe or do you want to be with the Democrats? All right, Jerry in Wilmington on the side here. All right, Jerry, what's yours today?
Well, Dom, you have to go back to 1876. And General George Custer's Indian scout comes and tells him right over that hill is a small band of Indians. And he tells his men, let's get those red devils. And he goes over the hill and it turns into Custer's last stand.
Yeah, something that lives today. Thank you, Jerry. There was a, I think they called it Custer's last stand at around 5 points there. It's a milkshake and...
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, clever. Yeah, yeah. But it's an all-timer. Custer's last stand. Last stand with him. Yeah. Pretty bad boss, you know. The blonde hair, too. Not a good thing to be riding in with that when there might be scalping going on. Joe in Bordentown, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what do you have?
Today I have the head of a lawn edger company, and I have a story to go with that, that my mother was obsessed with edging the lawn.
Right.
And we had Zoysia grass, which is this incredibly tough, fast-growing grass that will literally strangle weeds. And I had like a power edger. You had to use a hatchet on it and clippers, you name it. And you have to do it like one every week.
Wow. Thank you, Joe. Even Roe doesn't man the hatchet on it. And you know where the edging is the fiercest? In North Wildwood. The blocks around us and all. Seems like every 5 minutes, they're going up and down. Mm-hmm. Got to have that perfect edging at
Christine.
The shore. It looks awful. Let it be natural a little bit. Dave in Horsham. Dave, I think you got a good shot here. What's yours?
Well, I think the worst boss ever would be Ghislaine Maxwell's boss, Jerry Epstein. I can't think of a worse boss than him.
That is...
She went to jail for him.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. And Bill in Bucks to round things off. Bill, who's yours?
Oh, hi there, Dom. Yes, before there was a Shark Tank, there was a movie called Wall Street.
Right.
Featuring Gordon Gekko. His mantra was, greed is good.
Yeah, that's Michael Douglas. Great role for him. I don't think he won the Academy Award. And wasn't Charlie Sheen the intern?
Yeah, he was.
Henry, how's it going in getting Charlie Sheen on his memoir? I'm serious. I mean, it's newsworthy. Yeah. O'Reilly today brought it up. So they'd rather hear Charlie Sheen's memoir than evil that's out there.
Maybe I'll mention that. I'll reach out.
Yeah.
Tell him Bill O'Reilly mentioned him by name.
Absolutely. Yeah, that might be the type of thing that is a bit of a spur here. So, all right, Henry, give us some of the contenders here today.
Yeah, three I really like today. Jane in the Northeast with the answer of Miranda Priestley.
Yes.
Shocker, I was going to give that one up. The Devil Wears Prada,
right.
Played by Meryl Streep. I also like Jerry in Wilmington's answer of General Custer. I mean,
outside
everyone knows of Custer's last stand. Yeah, I wouldn't want to die for my boss because he made a bad decision. And then, speaking of falling on the sword for your boss, Dave in Horsham with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to prison for a guy like that.
Yeah,
not in this life.
I guess I can go with the Devil Wears Prada. That was a good call.
Right.
It was the only female boss that I remember, and it was something that had a lot of play to it. So, all right, let's put that name into the hat. And tomorrow we'll do it again with the side question. Great guest. We got a guy coming on from New York tomorrow. I think you've seen him. That will give us a little bit of a sense of what's happening there. But the big headline to me is, way to go, Trump administration, jumping in. The Fed's now involved in the Charlotte case. And I can predict tomorrow's show at the beginning will play you some of the Democrats' reaction. Are they really going to say, well, people get killed every day? You're just making a big deal out of this because, and then they jump into the racial trap. Is that it? No. It's a compelling evidence. The fact the woman's from Ukraine coming here for shelter, mass transit, how no one was able to aid her. They were scared to death too. 14 arrests, mental illness. How many things do you need to see this is a story that you should have covered? Least debating, should this guy be kept away from the rest of us? The answer is yes, but I understand for how long is often the issue. And no, ladies on the VO, you're not going to put him in a homeless shelter for the night. No. Think about it. All right. Richie always next. See him in the hallway. He's ready to go for a big hours. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. At DomShow1210. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.